back to Old Chicago here on the Garden City Union College Coach Show. Thank you so much to defensive coordinator Chanel Jones for just coming on. And, of course, thank you to Patrick Hiltz who joined the show earlier on today. We now welcome in baseball. As you guys just got underway with fall ball, we have head coach Caleb Cox. We have shortstop freshman Gabe Judah. Guys, how you doing tonight?
Doing well. Thanks so much for having us on tonight. We really, really appreciate it.
Yeah, of course. How you doing, Gabe?
Great. You?
All right. I'm doing great. I wanted to start with Caleb really quickly. We were just talking about it. Baseball race right now for the last two wild card spots has been awesome these last couple of days. How much have you been watching?
Holy cow. It's so fun for the game. I've tried to watch a little bit. You know, I'm trying to make sure things are going as well as we can here in Garden City. But every time we get home at night, it's like, okay, got to check the scores, check the race. How close are we? My team's already clinched, so I'm smooth and easy down the stretch here. The Minnesota Twins, they're in the playoffs, which is good. But I know there's some other teams that are right on the border that are causing a lot of stress and sleepless nights for some good baseball fans.
How do you feel about the Twins this season? You think they can make a run late?
Oh, man. I love them to death, but they are incredibly inconsistent. There's times where it's like, man, we're the best team in baseball. And there's other times where it's like, I hope we don't have to play tonight. I hope we can have an off night.
Okay, so let me start with you, Coach. Obviously, fall ball just got underway. Freshmen were playing here on Friday. The other team was in Wichita on Saturday. What were some of your takeaways from those two games?
You know, it was really good to see our guys in outside competition. We've done a good job with our inner squad so far, and our guys are trending in the right direction day by day. However, it's always fun when push comes to shove and you get to play somebody in another colored uniform. Really liked the way our guys responded. They took care of business at home, took care of Williams Stadium, and played well as a whole.
What were some of the things that really stood out to you on Saturday?
Offensive production was fantastic today. I know Gabe had a good night that night. We were able to move runners around the bases very easily. We were able to steal a couple bags, and we were able to execute runners on third base with less than two outs. So that made me very, very happy to see.
Want to bring Gabe on. Freshman from Alabama. Tell me, what stood out about coming over here?
I reached out to Coach Cox. He reached back out. We got on a phone call, and I really liked how he was organized, and we had a plan. So I said, I'm ready to come out here.
Something about Friday, what was it like getting to take the field for the first time at Williams Stadium?
It was really nice. In pregame, I had a lot of nerves, and then I got out there, got the game underway, got a base hit first at bat, and it was smooth sailing from there.
What were you seeing in that AB?
I saw two balls out and then a fastball in and hit it to right center.
Got it. Is that your favorite pitch to kind of go after, is that 2-0 fastball?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Right there.
Do you feel more comfortable hitting off-speed pitches or more fastballs?
Fastballs.
Fastballs? Okay, got it. You were playing with some of the other freshmen on the roster. We haven't gotten the chance to see them yet, but tell me, how do you guys get along off the field?
Really well. Mm-hmm. We're always in the indoor facility training, trying to get more work in so we can compete well this year.
Competitive group?
Oh, yes.
What would you say personality-wise? How would you define this group in a couple words?
Competitive, because we're all sort of in the same skill level, so we have to go at each other so we can get a spot.
Is that where you feel like you thrive and go and get stuff?
I love it.
Coach, I'll ask you that same question. Is it good to have that kind of competitive balance already in this team?
Absolutely. You know, it really drives our culture and our family and what we're trying to do both on and off the field. Because we talk on a daily basis. How you do anything is how you do everything. And guys that come to the field and they're ready to go and compete in a loving manner, you know, we're not yelling at each other, but, you know, it's fast-paced and it is competitive and it's really high-quality baseball. That then translates to the classroom. That then translates to the rest of their life as well. And, you know, if you really want to go and get a job promotion, you want to get a girl on a date, if you want to go win a starting position, like, you got to be ready to go every day. And you can't take days off. You can't take moments off. You can't take reps off in general. And our guys are fully bought into that program, fully bought into that idea. And it's fun for me as a coach to sit there and watch them go because I enjoy watching high-level baseball. Now we get to do it in brown and gold every single day.
What are some areas you really wanted this team to kind of improve in from last season?
Number one would be pitching. We had talent on the hill. We just didn't execute on the hill last year. So far, our guys are doing a really good job in their programming and daily work. And because of that, we've seen 13 out of our 22 arms on staff hit personal records in velocity, which is very exciting for me. Obviously, I'm not a guy that's going to say velocity is king, but I am a guy that says strikes are king. And we're able to throw the ball harder and pass people, get more strike calls that way.
Are you a guy that wants to see your team get a lot of strikeouts or more kind of get the ball in place off contact?
You know, our pitching philosophy in general is strike people out, but we also build in a margin of error for that. So while we are aiming to strike everybody out, a miss hit or a soft contact is also a win for us. And it may not be, you know, a positive point. It may be a neutral point for us.
Okay, I want to go back to you. From when I saw in Perfect Game, you're a shortstop by trade, but you play all over the middle infield. I'm someone that when I played baseball, I played all hosts of positions. I played first base. I played third. I played in right field for a little bit. I wasn't good in right field, by the way. What made you want to settle on shortstop?
Shortstop is where I played most in high school because I could control the infield, communicate with the corners, what we need to do on bunt plays, turn around and shift the outfield, stuff like that. Read a swing, move the infield. So
you're someone that likes to do a lot of communicating on the diamond?
Oh, yes, for sure.
How important is that?
It's vital. If you don't communicate, then you're not going to get anything done.
Where'd you learn that?
My coach in high school, Tyler Corson, he taught me that.
Got it. Would you say he's your biggest kind of role model in baseball, or who would you say is your biggest role model for baseball?
Baseball, probably – that's a tough question. I don't really know,
okay,
honestly.
I think guys you really liked watching growing up?
Growing up, Chipper Jones.
Oh, yeah.
For the Braves.
As a Marlins guy, I watched him far too much and for all of the wrong reasons. Coach, taking back to some of the guys you got back from last season, what are some things that they've really built on?
I would say the leadership is the biggest thing. The guys that we brought back from this previous year, we really challenged them and said, fellas, what's done is done. Last year is done and over with. What are we going to do going forward? You know, in life, you don't get to choose what happened at your workday when you go home. What are you going to do going forward when you're a husband and a father? Like, your workday doesn't matter anymore. This past season doesn't matter to us anymore. What are we going to do going forward? And I need you guys to step up and be the cornerstone that we're going to build this club around going forward. They responded to that challenge really, really well. They're leading guys on and off the field, in the classroom, at the indoor facility, like Gabe said, and that place is always hopping.
You sent some guys off for summer ball to get some development. I know one of your pitchers actually pitched for one of my buddy's teams in Miami. He was working as broadcaster for that team. But how important kind of is that summer ball development these guys get?
I love summer ball because we talk about running a professional style program, and these guys that say like, hey, I want to play professional baseball, this is what I really want to do. Well, let's go play college summer ball and play 50, 60 games in 65 days and see if you really do want to play professional baseball. Can you, you know, manage a routine that you can play every single day? Can you manage your workload capacity to where you're fresh and ready to go every single night in terms of rest, recovery, as well as daily work to make sure you're sharp and ready for each night, as well as when you step back on campus in August?
It's a grind. I was in the Northwoods League my last summer. I mean, that is 68 games in 74 days.
It is brutal up there, but it's also some of the most competitive and fun baseball that you can get around in the summertime.
How do you get around to kind of developing that mindset of, you know, this is going to be a grind, you know, get these guys to settle and make sure they're not reading too far into things too well and make sure they're able to, you know, bring their best every single day, regardless of whether they win or lose the following day or the previous day?
We try to keep it in perspective. And while we love this game, we love to go and compete. We love to go and win baseball games. It's a very small part of our life. You know, our 2 years here in Garden City, our 4 years in total college is very small in our grand scheme of life, where we get to live 80, 90, 100 years. What are you going to do every day? You don't get these 4 years back. You don't get these 2 years in brown and gold back.
Mm-hmm.
Don't waste them, because someone's going to take them away at some point, whether it's a four-year coach, whether it's an injury kind of thing, whether it's a talent thing, whether it's an execution thing. Like, eventually it's going to end for somebody. I wouldn't want my last day to go like this. I'd want it to go like this. I'd want to write my own narrative there. And our guys are doing a good job of writing their own narrative on a daily basis.
Gabe, going back to the grind now, you obviously haven't suited up officially, but when 2024 rolls around, it's going to be the most base you've played consecutively over your career, if I have that right.
Yeah, it'll be close. I played a ton in my high school because it was sort of that baseball academy. So.
Okay, got it. So how do you feel like you're kind of preparing for that day-to-day grind?
Just time management, writing out a schedule every day so you can beat every day. Not looking too much forward, definitely not backwards. Just write out your schedule and get it done every day.
I like that. That's what a shortstop should be, organized. It seems like you've got all that down pat. Or did you say you've gotten kind of that, you know, that mindset of winning every day and, you know, writing things out?
Definitely watching David Goggins.
Okay. I haven't seen that. What is that?
He was a Navy SEAL, and okay, Now he's a speaker.
Okay. Wow, that's impressive.
Right.
You watch a lot of, like, TED Talks, motivational speaking?
Yes, sir.
What are some of your favorite things to do off the diamond?
Off the diamond, I like to watch Formula One.
Okay.
I like to lift weights,
mm-hmm,
and I like to watch Alabama play.
Got you. Crimson Tide guy?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so my buddy in college, my roommate actually, he wound up being, was really into F1, and he got me into F1 a little bit. Obviously, like, the biggest thing I could take away is Max Verstappen. It's really freaking good.
Yeah.
But I watched Drive to Survive. When it came down to Miami, because that's where I was at college, the prices for those were expensive, and I could not have gotten there. But let me ask you this, is that kind of the dream event for you to go to? Is like an F1 race here in America?
It would be super cool. I would actually want to go to one in Europe.
Okay.
Just because that's where it started at.
Yeah.
I've actually visited one of the tracks in
really?
England.
Okay.
It was super cool.
Yeah, that's one thing I really like is that, you know, every track is different. Whereas here with NASCAR, you know, every track is more or less the same. What's the kind of the favorite track that F1 has to offer?
My favorite track in F1 would probably be Barcelona. I like driving that one.
Okay.
On the game.
I've been to Barcelona once. It is awesome there. I haven't seen the F1 race, though. Let me ask you, for the people listening right now who haven't gotten the chance to see you play, what do you feel is the one thing that stands out when you're on the diamond?
My defense and communication, for sure.
Got it. I'm super excited to see that. Coach, going back to you, what are some of the things that this team has done really well so far in practice?
Boy, it's not just in the practice, too. They're doing a phenomenal job in the community, in the classroom. Our grade point average is higher than it's been in the last 5 years, which makes me very, very excited about. As well in the community, we partnered with Big Brothers Big Sisters of Garden City, and so we've got our guys involved in some of these young men's lives at their schools, and they're doing a great job there. And then on the diamond, everything kind of takes care of itself, because when your social life, your academic life are both in order, baseball really is able to take care of itself. So like Gabe has said, our organization has been very good, and our execution has been at a very high rate, and it makes it very easy for me to sit back and watch, because when runners are on base with less than two outs, we score that guy at a very high clip. And when pitchers get 0-2, 1-2 in the count, they're able to execute and put the guy away at a very high clip as well.
Can it be hard to find that balance at the JUCO level between, you know, classes off the diamond and baseball on the diamond?
100%. And we try to model our program more after what the NCAA models with the four-year. We're not a guy that likes to be out there for 6, 7, 8 hours at a time. We want to be there for 2 to 3 hours and have it really short, but really sharp, very intentful, so that our internal battery percentage, our human battery percentage, can stay at a higher level. We're not burning the candle at both ends with both social school and our social academic and athletic life.
I like that. And finally, one last thing. I know we're plenty ways away before the season opens up in 2024, but what's one thing that you're expecting to improve before the season opens up?
Pitching would probably be number one. After that, I'm excited to see how our team really gels together, and can we play team offense, can we play team defense, and can we play team base running? And I'm really excited to see, when we've got 47 guys on our roster this year. Can't wait to see those guys fully suited up in brown and gold and running all in the right direction.
I cannot wait for baseball season. That's when I really have fun on the radio. That is head coach Caleb Cox, shortstop Gabe Judah, the freshman. Thank you both for coming on. Also want to give a big thank you to Chanel Jones, the defensive coordinator from Garden City Football, and Patrick Hiltz, the volleyball head coach, for coming on tonight's show. Thank you so much to Old Chicago for their great hospitality, and thank you so much to Colin Wilhoff back in the KWKR 999 The Rock studio for operating board tonight. My name is Ben Cal Freeman. Thank you so much for tuning into the final coaches show in this month of September. We will be back next Thursday, same time, same place. Until then, have a great rest of your night.
You've been listening to the Garden City Community College Bronkbusters Coaches Show, live from Old Chicago in Garden City, a sports presentation of Western Kansas Broadcast Center Sports.